Hi, this is Pastor Greg. I want to thank you for tuning in to Chosen Generation Radio. When God called me to start this program 8 years ago, He led me to address three main topics while discussing current events through a biblical lens. I knew this was not supposed to be a preaching program, as there are a number of those on the radio. My calling was to address the LGBTQ agenda, Islam, and secular humanism. Just some non-controversial stuff. Secular humanism, which simply stated says man is the center and human reason has all the answers, and to leave God out of it. This indoctrination is really at the core of the shift in understanding America's founding, Constitution, and the Declaration of Independence. By removing God and biblical values, it's easy to see how gender dysphoria, unnatural sexual desires, and embracing a confused 7th century belief that rejects life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, namely Islam, a militant, geopolitical, totalitarian, and brutal regime, has taken root. I believe God has chosen this generation to ignite the passion to advance the radical message of the gospel and to once again establish America as the salt and light through which the message is advanced. Each segment applies that principle, no matter the topic. But how do we become this secular, democratic, non-theistic, top-down country run by a combination of demagoguery and elitism? I would suggest we examine our history. At America's founding, we had been oppressed by a tyrant king, claimed he actually spoke for God, and claimed a divine right monarchy. In order to set people free from these kind of despot leaders, one must reconnect the people with the one who grants all freedom. And so, preachers in the mid-1700s challenged the Christians in America to decide whom they should serve. Who was their king? Was it a man on a throne across the sea? Or was it the King of Kings, Jesus Christ? You cannot serve two masters. As the founders fermented in this, they began to see the need to create a new kind of country, a nation that valued life and recognized God as the author, who had been set free to liberty in Christ and to pursue abundant life. No, these weren't pieces on a board passed to one and not to another, as John Locke suggested, but rather they were a very part of who being American was, a concept only understood through biblical glasses as a blood-bought son of God and heir to the promise. So why are Christians so docile? You see, we live in a world filled with sin that has taken a stand to call God the enemy. We are children of God, heirs to the promise, yet we stand idly by as our brothers and sisters are slaughtered and our children's innocence is destroyed. Where's the anger and the rage at such atrocities? Jesus said it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea that he should offend one of these little ones. Jesus warned them not to cause harm or offense to the little ones, to the least of these. It would be better than a millstone were cast around his neck and he be drowned in the sea. That's not docile in the face of offense being done to children. This is Jesus speaking, the one that they say only speaks soft, lovely words. Or what about these verses? If God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. Wow. To the leaders of the church, he says, you are sons of the devil. You are deaf and unable to hear or understand the words of God because you do not know him. Yet day after day, Christians sit back silently while little boys are chemically castrated, while children's minds are violated in a comprehensive sex education curriculum, while they are taught that America equals Christianity equals all white people are bad and they should be ashamed. Let's be clear. If you believe in the truth of the Bible, then you believe that all are sinners and have fallen short of the glory of God. That God in his grace and mercy, while we were his enemies doing all forms of vile behavior, sent his son, his only begotten son, to die for our sins, to lay down his perfect and sinless life as a human being, having set aside his divine nature to become a man so he could take our place and overcome sin and death on the cross. Jesus the Christ shed his blood, died on the cross, rose the third day, set free the captives, presented himself to the disciples and to several thousand, and then ascended to heaven, at which point the Holy Spirit descended from heaven to lead us into all truth. Ultimately, then, we understand that sin is the issue and the nature of man. The key then is a confession of faith in God through Jesus Christ and asking for forgiveness of sin. I believe that we have been called, and it is the purpose of Chosen Generation Radio to raise up a generation to take back this nation, to reestablish a constitutional republic with Jesus Christ at its core, providing life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all Americans, and once again advancing the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I do know that you make a choice, and I greatly appreciate you making that choice. Boy, oh boy. Well, I've got a great program lined up for you. We must be doing something pretty significant. I was talking to the Lord about this and praying about this and thinking about this. But, you know, when you get deplatformed, and it's to the point where they just, like, go goofy about it, and they remove over a year's worth of content. I mean, if you think about it, it's 308 videos. I do 5 videos a day, 5 days a week. So that'd be 260 in a year. Throw in a few miscellaneous videos here and there. We did India, my testimony, a few different things. To get to that 308 number. But we're talking about at least 54, 55 weeks worth of content. These shows that I do for you each day, that I do for the Lord each day. And they're gone. Now, I'm working on recovering them. They sent me a list. They have them buried in their receiver as an FLV file. I have a person on the East Coast that's downloaded. I've downloaded a number of them. I've got to convert them over to MP4. I don't know what that's going to look like. I don't know if they're distorted or not. I know that there are about 6 of those that the file is completely empty. So they have completely deleted 6 of my shows. Completely gone. Permanently gone. But, you know, when you poke the enemy, I guess he's going to poke back. The Word of God tells us that he runs about seeking whom he may devour. And so I need your help so I don't get devoured. Because here's the other thing. They took my money. Now they're telling me, well, we'll refund you in 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 business days. That's a month. That's a month. So I need some help economically. I need some donations, please, so we can keep doing this. Because we took a major hit at the end of last year. I haven't been able to do an outreach meeting in India for, let's see, October, November, December, January, February, March. It's been right at 6 months since I've been able to do an outreach meeting in India. Because we have monthly expenses. We have a Bible school and 19 students. We have 10 orphans full-time. We have the pastor's family. We have the electrical bill for 2 buildings, for 3 buildings, for the orphans' buildings, for the school and the church, and then we have to feed and clothe and all those things. So, we have a monthly nut of $600 a month. I'm getting some support relative to that, but I've got radio nut that I've got to hit as well. Otherwise, you're not going to hear this program. You're not going to hear it where you've been hearing it. you'll hear it, but you just won't hear it where you've been hearing it, and it'll become much more difficult for you to get, much more difficult for you to listen to. So just sharing where we're at this morning. So that's why I asked for your assistance, and you can donate at chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. Our funding goes to one of two places. It either goes to buy airtime and pay for that, or it goes to feed and clothe and advance the India ministry. And without your help, we are limited in what we can do relative to those things. So your help will be appreciated. Bottom of hour number two, Maureen Steele. She is the spokesperson and the organizer of People's Convoy. And Maureen will be with us at the bottom of hour number two. Top of the next hour, Greg Roman from the Middle East Forum will be with us. We'll have him to weigh in on the matters relative to the Ukraine and Russia, and also the impact and what's going on. Iran is wanting to make sure that they stay in the headlines as well. And we'll talk to you about what they're doing and the Chinese-Russian Iranian axis. And interestingly, and there's always a reason for Freudian slips. If you listen to SOTU, you heard President Biden refer to the Ukrainian people as the Iranians. I know everybody says, oh, Pastor, he's just kind of lost it or what have you. Well, maybe he's lost it, or maybe he really is far more concerned about the Iranians and far more concerned about, the CCP and Russia and supporting them. And we know where he is with regards to all that. So anyway, just some speculation on my part. Chaps Klingenschmidt, Pray in Jesus' Name, will be with us bottom of the hour. We'll talk about so too. We'll also talk with him about the Joe Kennedy case, Coach Joe Kennedy, Christian persecution, and SB5 that Rafael Cruz brought up on the program yesterday, which could be significantly devastating. But let me welcome my first guest to the program and not just ramble on here. Don Jans is back with me as he is each and every Friday. Don, God bless you. Thanks for being here. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me, and thank you for keeping our airways to the American people open.
Yes, sir.
It is so critical that the truth be spoken. We know, there is no question, but that the devil is real. People say, oh, You can't tell me evil is real. The devil is real, and he is working overtime.
Yeah.
He's working in our Senate, and he's working in our House, and he's working in our White House right now as well.
And he's working in our houses as well, in an effort to attack us individually, attack our families. He's going after our program. He's going after other programs. We're not alone. He's going after every effort to share the good news and every effort to share truth and talk about the significance again, the absence of America on the national stage is every reason why you had Putin do this. Look, not much has changed, quite frankly, between Russia and the Ukraine since Donald Trump was in the White House. There really hasn't been that big of a change. I mean, we're not even out of the first year. Well, no, we're just past the first year of this guy's, inhabitants of the White House. Just past it. 1 year. And already, the world is literally upside down. This kind of stuff wasn't going on when Donald Trump was president. And I don't believe it'd be going on today if he was still president, Don, quite frankly. I know it wouldn't.
No, it wouldn't be. And I have real caution for the American public today. I have real caution for those of us who are what I call freedom-loving Americans, those of us who honor the Bible, those of us who honor the Constitution, those of us who believe in individual liberties and rights as opposed to government-controlled liberties and rights or tyranny. And that caution is simply this. I don't care what the polls say. We are in a devastating state today. We know that. And you look and you say, oh, but Biden's approval is 37 or 42 or 31, whatever, however we measure it, whatever it is. Never forget, and we can tell it by Putin, evil will resort to anything they must do to promote evil. Satan right. will not stop. Folks, the Democrat Party, and I'm not going to stop with the Democrat Party, the Democrat Party is evil. They are as much for tyranny as is Putin, as is Xi. They will not stop at anything to keep control. This election is not a lock. And if we stop working, if we become complacent, they will rip it right out of our hands, just like they did in 2020.
Well, Don,
in 2018.
Don, and we should point to what Durham filed in his most recent filings as the evidence of that. The grand jury has been presented with evidence, and it is in that filing that just came out from John Durham that the DNC and the Hillary Clinton campaign were directly involved in spying on and the Obama administration in using government entities to spy upon the incoming president and then to continue spying upon the seated president of the United States of America based on nothing but manufactured lies that they knew were manufactured lies.
Yep.
So what Don is saying, I just wanted to back up what you're saying, because somebody could say, oh, well, you know, you're just kind of spitting, you know, right wing hyperbole, and you're just, you know, you're just kind of come on, move on. Next program, next dial, please. No, stop the dial right here. Because the most recent Durham report, which should be headline news, an indictment should be short to follow. But John Durham's got to be absolutely sure that he crosses every T and dots every I and meticulously outlines this in order for there to be prosecutions of those that should be prosecuted. And right now, Joe Biden should be prosecuted for treason for having shared secrets with China. A sworn...
Absolutely.
I mean, this is a country that has... The man, Xi, has declared war on the United States of America. Again, not hyperbole. Unlimited warfare has been declared. I've had Nan Su from the Epic Times has been on this program explaining what that means. And the dangers of it. Folks, this is real.
It's real. If anybody that woke up on November 4th of 2020 and looked at the news and didn't say, whoa, something happened, what was it? Is not a rational person, is not a reasonable person. When you see those in five states, those lines go straight up, then you know this is not normal.
And again, the Arizona audit, if you actually read into the audit, you'll see there's nearly 95,000 illegal votes that were counted. If you look into Wisconsin, now is talking about decertification, and Georgia has the same issue in it, and there's trials in Pennsylvania. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and his natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Don, you wanted to talk about the rhino situation, and what we're talking about is Republicans in name only. And I'm just going to read this because I shared this on my personal Facebook page and other places as well. But look, let me put it this way. If you voted for Abbott here in Texas, you voted for chemical castration, open borders, gun restrictions, mandatory closures, drug trafficking, Sharia law, and child sex trafficking. You voted to turn Texas blue because Abbott and Patrick are going to keep us going in that direction. He's had 6 years in both houses to get the GOP agenda passed, and he's done nothing. This kind of feckless leadership is why California is no longer Reagan country. So, Father, please give him eyes to see. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worship, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things, and now ye know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. And now we speak about the rhinos.
And just because there is an R behind somebody's name does not mean that they are a that they are an individualist, that they are a freedom-loving American. It doesn't mean that at all. And we have to be able to discern between those two elements. Are these people promoting tyranny? Now, what's tyranny? Tyranny is controlled by government. We find people like McConnell, like McCarthy, who when there is a government program, every time government implements a program, you, we the people, lose more freedom.
Tyranny is
oppressive. That's just like gravity.
Oppressive power
always pulls down.
Absolutely. Tyranny is defined as oppressive power. Every form of tyranny over the mind of man, oppressive power exerted by government. And folks, we're seeing it. We're seeing it.
If we, the Republican Party, and I hate to use that word Republican Party because it has so many different meanings. When I speak of that, I mean we who believe in freedom, we who truly value the principles of conservatism or limited government. Get that in your mind. Limited government. And we have people like McConnell and McCarthy at the head of our party, two people who cannot find enough government program to control it. Now, their words won't necessarily indicate that, but their actions have indicated that time after time after time.
Yeah.
And we must get that evil from us, or we will lose our freedom, and we will be as much under tyranny as are those people in China, in Russia, and in Iran, just the friends who are the friends of Biden. And understand that difference.
And we can, and what we're seeing right now is a country in the Ukrainians, the people of Ukraine, and I want to keep bringing this part up because I've talked with Pastor Vitaly, who is a Ukrainian, who is in Ukraine, who is part of the grassroots in Ukraine. They don't want U.S. soldiers. They don't want us to shed our blood for their freedom and their liberty. They don't want NATO soldiers. They don't want UN peacekeepers. They don't want any of that. What they are asking for, now they reached out and they asked China to go to Russia because they understand that Xi and Putin are buddies. And they've said, hey, tell your buddy, stop this. This needs to stop. But they want their freedom. They want their liberty. The only assistance they want is they want the tools to fight the fight because the Ukrainian army and the Ukrainian nation does not have the level of tools that Russia has. But they're definitely the citizens, the civilians, the people in the churches. They are fighting back to hold their ground and to maintain Ukrainian independence. They are a portrait of fighting for liberty right now. And I realize there are those that, well, yeah, but there's this and there's, look, there's no question that there's been corruption. Zelensky came into office because of corruption. Remember that at one point he was touted as the Trump of Ukraine. Remember that. And yes, he's had to do some things in order to try to fight back against the corruption. And there's a deep state that he's been battling over there. But talk to the Ukrainian people, the people themselves, and they will tell you, we simply want our independence and we are going to hold our ground. Don, thank you for holding the ground here in America. We're holding it as well. Back with more right after this.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens,
AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. For only $400, just 400 American dollars, we can drill and buy the equipment to put in these life-changing wells. Would you consider making a donation today? PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Only $400 changes thousands of lives for generations. You can be a part of that today. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Please consider making your best donation today.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And it is my sincere pleasure to welcome my next guest to the program. He comes on the program with us on a monthly basis. He's got a national program delivered into your living rooms on a number of television stations around the country. And on, I believe, DirecTV and Dish now, but he'll correct me if I'm wrong. Pray in Jesus' name. And, you know, if you want to talk about somebody who has been fighting the good fight relative to Christian persecution and standing up for it, his naval career was dramatically interrupted by an effort to stop him from praying in Jesus' name. And it's been my honor to get to know him and build relationship with him. And I'm so honored to have him on the program. Chaplain Gordon Chaps Klingenschmidt, pray in Jesus' name. Chaps, welcome. Good to have you.
Good morning. God bless you in Jesus' name. What a great day to be alive. And we're in the middle of the revival, the resurrection, the reformation, and maybe the third great awakening that is going to sweep America in Jesus' name.
I believe that so much. I really do. I think that's the message of hope, and that we need to be preaching Jesus Christ's real message. He said the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He didn't say I'm going to bring it back the second time around. He said I'm delivering it to you right now. Repent. And here's how I'm delivering it. I'm delivering it to you by giving my life for yours so that you have it. And then he said before he ascended, I'm sending you one so that you'll have the power to be able to overcome evil here on the earth. That's why the apostles were waiting in the upper room in the book of Acts. They were waiting for that power to come. And that power is here and now and with us today. And Jesus Christ's words on the cross, it is finished. I think, chaps, that in so many ways the church is making, and I said this on Alex Newman's show yesterday, the church is making accommodations for the things that we call, woe to them that call evil good and good evil. But the church is making those accommodations because these ministers are coming out of these seminaries with an idea that there is no actual overcoming. So we're going to accept them because we're not overcoming either. And we, you and I, those of us who have a true biblical worldview, know that by the blood of Jesus Christ, we have overcome. Romans 8, we are more than conquerors. John 5, he who is in us is greater than he who is in the world. Who is he who is overcome? But he who is in you, Christ Jesus. Man, and that's the good news. That is the reawakening, I believe, that we need pulpits to thunder with, is the good news. Not the condemnation of the sin, but the true hope that we, right here, right now, in this life, Jesus Christ defeated all the sin in your life. He defeated it. You're victorious.
Amen. It's funny you mentioned Alex Newman. I just met him again at CPAC. I was in Orlando this past week. I read excerpts of the Trump speech. I missed it, but I'm having Alex Newman on my TV show. We're recording this Sunday.
Great.
He's a good friend of our show, and I support your reading of the gospel of Jesus Christ, Pastor Greg. You are a man of God and an anointed preacher. And if the church is the solution, right, we are the body of Christ. We are his hands and his feet here on earth. The irony is there is a false church among us, or people who want our votes who pretend to go to church. For example, Joe Biden attended Ash Wednesday services Wednesday morning, as a faithful Roman Catholic would. But on Tuesday night in the State of the Union, he defended how he violates the teachings of the Catholic Church by promoting abortion. Life News has the direct quotes, but he was confronted the next day as he was coming out of the church, the Catholic Church, Wednesday morning, with the ashes on his forehead. And I encourage people to repent with sackcloth and ashes. I mean, that's a wonderful tradition. But a reporter asked Biden, as a Catholic, why do you support abortion? And he said, I don't want to get into a debate on theology with you. I'm not going to make a judgment for other people. And the reporter responded, but you're Catholic. And then, of course, here are some quotes from Biden's State of the Union speech. He said, advancing liberty and justice also requires protecting the rights of women. The constitutional right affirmed in Roe v. Wade, standing precedent for half a century, is under attack as never before. If we want to go forward, not backward, we must protect access to health care, preserve a woman's right to choose. End quote. That is Joe Biden in the State of the Union.
You know what, folks? I'm going to encourage you. Watch the film Gosnell. You want to understand? I mean, Gosnell. There's video of it. You know, they show it in the film, but they actually show the video of him playing classical piano as they're going through his house and uncovering dead bodies of babies in his home. Okay? Waste is what they called it. He called it waste. And one of his defenses was, I'm doing these babies a favor, killing them before they're brought into this terrible world in which we live. This is...
Well, that is part of Biden's logic also. I mean, he calls it a matter of liberty and justice for a woman to kill her child. Liberty and justice. Well, there's no liberty for the child. There's no justice for the child. And you know, there's so many angles, of course, that you can take with that. He's now appointed Ketanji Brown Jackson to the U.S. Supreme Court. They're going to be the most pro-abortion administration, and he's trying to turn it back to a pro-abortion Supreme Court so that they don't rule in his favor in cases like the Mississippi abortion case or the Texas heartbeat law, which are now before the Supreme Court. Thankfully, we have a 6-3 majority. Thankfully, that new appointee is not going to change the makeup of the court that much, because you have a liberal replacing a liberal. It'll still be a 6-3 majority. But Biden is very clear that he's a good Catholic. He goes to church. He goes to Ash Wednesday services, even wears the ashes on his forehead before the news media, because he wants the Catholic votes while he violates the Catholic teaching. Father Frank Pavone, who I also saw at CPAC, we'll get him back on our TV show again. Father Frank Pavone, a Catholic priest, Director of Priests for Life, says, when Biden, Pelosi, and other abortion advocates are asked a question about law and policy, they try to hide behind theology. We don't want to know about Biden's theology, but his honesty. There's only one Catholic position on abortion. You protect the child in the womb. He doesn't. Father Frank Pavone.
Well, you know, that the child is a life. And the Word of God tells us that that life is fearfully and wonderfully made. And there are consequences now to those women that might be listening, and the numbers of women potentially sitting in your church that made that decision at some point in their lives and have privately, quietly repented to the Lord and said, God, please forgive me for this. I just want to reaffirm that Jesus Christ saves. That when he said it is finished, when he said that he died for your sins, he died for your sins. Paul was directly responsible for the death of Christians, but God forgave him, and he offers forgiveness to all of us. But that is also not a license for us to continue in that. And we do need to speak out. You know, Abby Johnson is one of those that speaks out, right? You know, her film that she did about how it woke her up when she had to go in and actually participated in seeing the baby scream as its arms and legs were ripped from its body. Terrible. Terrible. And then the other issue that he focused on, Chaps, was the issue of transgenderism, and one of those things that they're pushing is they're pushing chemical castration on children. And we have a governor here, Greg Abbott, who refused to take a meeting with Jeff Younger when Mr. Younger was attempting to try to get into the governor's mansion to meet with the governor to express how devastating it was that his young son James was being taken from him and his mother was forcing chemical castration on this little boy. And sadly, Abbott refused to take the meeting and blocked the legislation in this last legislative center session that would have stopped it. That's why I wouldn't support him, can't support him, won't support him going forward, and why I voted for Alan West, and why I will abstain from voting relative to governor, because there's no difference in my mind between Greg Abbott and Beto O'Rourke. And I'm sorry, you can argue with me all day long, but that's how I feel about it. I'd rather have the son that tells me he's not going to do it than the...
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest is Gordon Chaps Klingenschmidt. Thank you so much, Chaps, for being with us today. We're talking about Joe Biden and his State of the Union address. We brought up the fact that he went in and took the ashes for Ash Wednesday, which that's great. He repented. That's awesome. He probably had a lot of repenting to do relative even just to the things that he said on Tuesday night in his support of the murder of babies, which is a very un-Christian and un-Catholic position. But he also took the position of supporting chemical castration and the and puberty blockers and sex change operations and transgenderism. Chaps, you want to talk about that for a minute, please?
Well, here is a quote from the State of the Union address. Joe Biden said, "The onslaught of state laws targeting transgender Americans and their families is simply wrong. Our younger transgender Americans, I'll always have your back as your president so you can be yourself and reach your God-given potential," end quote. Now, the irony is that the God-given gender of a child is the child that they receive at conception in their unique male or female DNA. And for Biden to say that changing their appearance from boy into girl is somehow helping them reach their God-given potential, it's the devil who's trying to change them. It's not God who's trying to change them. God made them right the first time. It's their self-perception that needs to change, their self-hatred, their self-doubt, their self-cutting, and their self-murder. More than half of young transgenders attempt suicide, and it's a progressive disease. Gender dysphoria is nothing to sneeze at. It's very serious and deadly if it's allowed to progress. Biden doesn't love them when he allows them to progress toward suicide.
Well, and, you know, being former military, you were, of course, that's how your naval career ended, was your fight to pray in Jesus' name. I was also in the military, United States Air Forces, a Russian linguist during the Cold War.
And, you know, our military is under assault with these same things. We talked the last month when you were on about the mandatory assaults or mandatory efforts to force vaccines on soldiers. Well, now the Pentagon just instituted a mandatory transgender training for all Army personnel. Soldiers are being schooled in transgender pronouns. Officers are being trained to be on the lookout for soldiers to whom they should be offering gender transition surgery. And there's a communist element to this as well, chaps. There's actually a video on YouTube where four trans activists say, among other things, trans liberation calls for a communist revolution forced on our military.
That's a far cry from the military you and I served in. We fought against the communists.
Yeah.
We fought against the Cold War, and we won when the Soviet Union came apart and fell. But now there are communists here in America. The domestic enemies of the Constitution are lurking in Washington. Some of them are in the Pentagon opposing Christian liberty, but most of them are in the Democrat Party, in the Congress, in the White House. And when they force our military, I don't think the generals and admirals want this garbage. They don't want our military turned into a social experiment. And it's disruptive to good order and discipline. It's disruptive to the morale of the unit to have boys or men showering with the girls in girls, you know, barracks in the Army or on ships. In girls birthing on a Navy ship. You should not have men sleeping and showering in there. Women are offended. Women should be allowed to serve our country in peace and with dignity. Instead, they're being violated. Their privacy is being violated. And it tears a unit apart. And Biden also was kind of specific about letting men participate in women's sports. You know, anyone who's on Facebook has probably seen the story of the Penn State swimmer, who's a man who is swimming on the girls' team and breaking all kinds of NCAA women's records.
Yeah.
He's a man with male genitalia. He is not, as far as I can tell, in fact, the women on the swim team complain that when he showers with them, he doesn't cover up his male parts. And he's breaking their records and taking away their scholarships. This violates Title IX, which provided for equality in women's funding of women's sports. Instead, he's taking that away as a man robbing their scholarships. And Biden wants this. Biden supports that.
It's unbelievable, really. This is something out of some kind of a sick film. Is what this is. It's just something out of some kind of a sick film. It's just absolutely terrible. There's no question about it. Well, you know, we've got just about a little over a minute left. Why don't we do this, chaps? Would you pray for our audience and pray for our country? And let's not forget to pray also for our friends in the Ukraine as well. But would you just lead us in a prayer as we close this segment today?
Father in heaven, we turn to you in Jesus' name, and we repent as a nation. We turn away from evil, and Father, we ask that you would open up our eyes to see as a church the evil that is before us in Washington, D.C.,
yes.
That we as a church are responsible for putting them in office, and Father, I pray that we do a better job in our elections and electing different candidates. Father, I pray that you would bless Joe Biden. Your word says we should pray for those in authority. Bless him with true repentance. So next time he puts those ashes on his forehead, he will repent of his stand on abortion. He will repent of his stand on transgenders. And he will instead follow Jesus Christ as he purports to do for our votes, let him actually do in truth. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Folks, we'll have another full hour coming at you. Don't forget, bottom of hour number two, Maureen Steele, People's Convoy, will be with us. Top of the hour coming up here just in a couple of minutes, Greg Roman will be joining us here at Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You know what? Don't forget, folks, God's got a plan for all of this. And part of his plan, a big part of his plan, is you and I. We are his hands. We are his feet. We are his ambassador. And he has sent you and I for such a time as this. So I just want to encourage you. I want to encourage you and give you a word of hope as we close this segment to know God's still on the throne. Jesus Christ is still the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he has chosen us, his church, now for such a time as this. I'll be back with more after this. Hey, this is Pastor Greg. For only $400, just 400 American dollars, we can drill and buy the equipment to put in these life-changing wells. Would you consider making a donation today? PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Only $400 changes thousands of lives for generations. You can be a part of that today. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Please consider making your best donation today.